Mortgage rates jumped again this week to levels not seen since March of 2020. For more on what that means for home buyers and owners is Yahoo Finance's Jana Haran. Jana?
Hi, Alexis. Thanks for having me.
So what is it? Tell us first off where these rates even are at the moment. I know the 30-year well above 3%.
Yes, we hit 3.69%. That's up from 3.55% last week. And it's really more than a half point higher than the end of December. So mortgage rates have really been on the move since the end of 2021. And unfortunately, this is not really good news for either home buyers or homeowners. So if we start with homeowners, the last 2 years really have seen some incredibly low, historically low, actually, mortgage rates. And it's been a fantastic time for homeowners to refinance and lock in a lower rate and get a better mortgage payment. But that window now is closing very, very fast. So if you're a homeowner who's been sitting on the sidelines thinking about refinancing, that time is now if it hasn't passed you by already. And then for home buyers, it's such a brutal time to try to buy a house right now, especially for those first-time home buyers. They're already dealing with a really low inventory of homes for sale. There's double-digit home price growth. And now here's like the third whammy, rising mortgage rates. So houses are becoming even more unaffordable for those first-time home buyers. One statistic that really stuck out to me is that the average monthly mortgage payment for a median priced home is $350 more a month now than the same time last year. So you can really see how mortgage rates have moved and how this is actually not such good news for homeowners or home buyers.
Yeah, it is absolutely brutal for first-time homeowners looking to jump into the housing market. Bayan, I want to ask you, based on this red-hot inflation data that we got today, is it likely, you know, it's probably likely, right, that rates will move even higher?
Yeah, so I hate to bring even more bad news, but yes, rates are likely to move higher. Fixed mortgage rates tend to follow the yield on the 10-year treasury, which you guys were just saying jumped to over 2% this morning after that inflation report. So you should see mortgage rates also follow that in next week's report. Housing economists that I have spoken to expect mortgage rates to hit about 4% by the second half of this year. So I don't want to leave everyone on a very sour note about mortgage rates, because 4%, if you look at it over a historical time period, is not that bad. It's actually pretty good. Just ask your parents or your grandparents. They can tell you about the early 1980s when inflation was jumping just like it is now, and mortgage rates were at 15 or 16%. So if you end up getting that 4% rate, it's really not that bad.
I'm glad you said it. Important to put it all in perspective, because I remember those double-digit interest rate days. Jana Haran, thanks so much.